Good day to you, friends. Welcome to today's podcast. I will start with a Bible reading. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 21. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, when God creates human beings, He has a purpose in creating them. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him, says Isaiah in his chapter 43, verse 7. Saint Paul also says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." First letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31. It means we are created to make known God's glory here on earth. We are created to make known God here on earth. It is our mission to proclaim God here on earth. That's what all the prophets did. In spite of all the trials and troubles, problems and sufferings, they proclaimed only God. Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 7 says, "Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." The scripture passage that we read today highlights the mission of Jesus, the purpose for what he had come. He too had come to do the will of our Heavenly Father. By reading the Word of God from the scroll, Jesus makes known to the public for what he had come to this world. In the Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 6, verse 38 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus came to do what God wanted to do to his people. The people of God were suffering in this world. The people were lost. They had lost the direction of life. The people of God were sick. Therefore, the work of Jesus was to show and make known to the people that they have a Father in heaven who loves them and who cares for them. How to go to that Father and how to reach to that Father? Jesus is the way to meet Him. Jesus had come to show the way to the Father. So people had to follow Jesus, and he would take them to the Father. He would direct them to the Father. People were lost from the grip of God due to their sins. Paul says in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 15, "Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Letter to the Hebrews says, "Jesus has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Hebrews 9:26. It means Jesus came to eradicate the sin from the world by sacrifice offering. What was the sacrifice he did? Offered his own life to the humanity. Jesus showed to the people what is the consequence of the sin. He called them for repentance. Otherwise, people wouldn't have felt guilty for their sins. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. First letter of John, chapter 3, verse 8. And also Jesus says for what he has come in the gospel according to St. John, chapter 12, verse 46. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. People were in darkness. They were not in a physical darkness. Darkness in their spiritual life. It means there was no God in them. Jesus is the one who put God in them and taught them to give first place for God in their life. Thus, the distant gap between God and human being is covered up and they are brought very closer to each other. In the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 18, verse 37 says, For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Truth is God, that God is existing. Witnessing the truth is proclaiming God, making known God to everyone. That's what Jesus came for. Jesus also came to the world as a bread of life. He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, verse 51. We know that Jesus fed the multitude with the food when there was no food for them to eat. Jesus worked miracles and had multiplied the bread and the fish. It means if we are with God, we don't have to worry even for our daily food. Our daily needs will be taken care of by God. Jesus will be the one to help us to take care of our daily needs. However, Jesus came to fulfill our spiritual hunger. Hunger all the time for God. Have a feeling of desire for God. Have a thirst for God. And desire God all the time. During the time of Jesus, there were more than 600 laws which people had to put into practice. Jesus came also to fulfill these laws in the world. Jesus says, For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. People were practicing the law by its literal meaning. They never applied its real meaning. The laws were more of punishing the people rather than bringing closer to God. They were making the law to put into practice to put the people out of the community, to chase the people out of the community rather than bringing them into the community. Jesus taught them to apply the spirituality of the law, which would bring the people closer to God and which would make the people to join to the community. We can list so many things, the purpose of the coming of Jesus to this world. We find lot many things in the Bible, what Jesus taught and what he did. It is advised to read the Bible every day and familiarize Jesus in your life. Do not read the Bible as a storybook. Read it as a word of God. per day, read only one passage. After reading, do not close the Bible and forget it. Reflect upon it. Analyze it. Why this particular word of God is there. So it will give us a real meaning of the word of God and how can we apply it for our daily living. It will really give meaning to our life. Therefore, let us keep Jesus in our life and keep His word in our life. So before I sign off, I say thank you for listening to my podcast today. God bless you and have a nice day.